Ucucuğuma. Ucucuğum ben. Ucucuğum ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, Cyril Swedlin joins us from the Buffalo City Tourism Foundation. Cyril, how are you doing today?
Really good, Warren. Really good.
Yeah, trying to stay warm with this 32-degree weather.
I know. I think the winter may or may not be here. I don't know. It's getting a little rough out there.
Right. Halloween hasn't even hit. But
I know.
Speaking of holidays. Now, you're here today to talk about some things that's coming up with the Buffalo City Tourism Foundation.
That's right. I mean, as tourism, one of our opportunities is to share with the community and the region the opportunities to come to Jamestown and the things to do to interact. And as we know with Halloween, there's just this great local community events all over our region. But I want to talk about the ones that happen here in Jamestown. Most specifically, I mean, there are really what I would consider three signature Halloween events. Victory Lutheran hosts a trunk or treat from 5:30 to 7:30 on Halloween. The mall also does a wonderful event that I understand is great for the in case we get that crazy weather. I mean, it's a great. Both of those are really great indoor opportunities to bring the little ones out. And the mall's event is from 5 to 7. But for those true hardcore spirited personalities, and you can tell I'm a little bit more connected and passionate to this one, the Frontier Village, has a number of sponsors that help to make that space work, and those sponsors, those local businesses, come up and host, in a sense, along with that space, Halloween night. And our office will be pulling out the stops. We've got what we call a magic mirror. So the mirror will talk to you, Warren. You have to come and check it out. It's
going to
be really neat. But that'll be from 5 to 7 on Thursday, and of course, you know, weather permitting. I'm hoping. You have any control over that, Warren? Can you get some?
You know,
I'm thinking about 55 degrees, light wind.
I haven't been able to find the thermostat for outside for a while. So, but that's all happening at the Frontier Village, the outside.
Yeah,
and just several businesses are going to come in and help out with this.
Yeah, each of the buildings up there is sponsored by an individual business, and so those folks will come up and display their wares. And so it's really for the community, from the village, from those businesses, and we just have the pleasure of being able to talk about all these Halloween events. So
right, okay, great. And if they need more information, I'm kind of looking at your Facebook page right
now.
Yeah, we
just posted and
check out Jamestown ND on Facebook. Good luck finding it. Jamestown ND on Facebook to get more information.
All that is
about
to say, Facebook is a little clunky lately with its lookup functions. I feel like I can never get where I want to go. I feel like,
okay, Cyril. So also coming up is this brand spanking new holiday marathon that is being put together. And as you said before, it's a lot of individual effort that's going into this. But you want to tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, this has really been fun. This is all brand new. Brand new to the group of folks that are working on it, and brand new, I think, to Jamestown. And this fall, a couple months ago, a group of individuals got together, and really the conversation was, I mean, how can we think about shopping in Jamestown? I think we're really quick to say things like, well, there's just no shoes, and there's no shoe stores in this community. And yet, you know, as we break down the nature of the different businesses in this community, what we learned is that there are several, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 places that sell shoes. So I think it begins to raise the question that the opportunities exist. They don't exist in the same way that they might exist in a large department store in a large community, but they exist in a way that Jamestown has presented them. And as this group has sort of formed and began this conversation of thinking of how can we communicate to our community the ways that we can support our local businesses and our local shopping and retail, the crux of it is we all are busy. We are busy in our lives, and as we rush by from our homes to work, we rush by businesses that we can say, oh, that's new. I wonder what that is. I'll stop by sometime and check it out. And really, what we're trying to do with this project is to create motivation and ideas to suggest that don't rush by those businesses. Stop in and check them out. And I will be the first to say, after being here for 10 months, there are businesses I've never been into. And from the outside, I would make the assumption that inside there is a couple of tchotchkes, maybe a table of North Dakota made goods or some crafts. But as I walk in the doors, I am in awe of the display and the creativity and the cool nature of what they have to offer. And I mean, these are local folks that live in our neighborhoods, go to our schools, and you know, help make Jamestown the place it is. And the idea around this, of course, is for us to take that step into that store and realize those opportunities. I'll just pick on a couple of the ones that I had a chance to visit, Gifts from the Heart. Now, for me, I walked in that store and thought, holy smokes, I could do probably, I'm not saying all of my shopping, but I bet you 25% of my holiday gift giving could probably happen here. I was in Calamity Jane's. I've always been fascinated by that little storefront that sort of popped up over the summer.
Yeah.
And inside there, I mean, there are cool, unique things that you can't find it at big box stores like Target or the mall. I mean, these are things that are unique and real, and I think will provide really authentic, wonderful gifts that aren't you know, that are out of the usual. And so we know that as citizens and as busy people, holiday shopping for me historically has been the 4 hours I can find somewhere the week before Christmas to run to three stores and hopefully get it all done.
Right.
And so we are very realistic. You know, we're trying to create this awareness before Black Friday, before the holiday crunch, before all the holiday parties and Christmas gatherings and all that sort of stuff consumes us and consumes us in all the best ways possible. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, we realize it takes work to get into these local businesses. And from that, we've decided that, you know, the best time to do that is early. So we're calling it a holiday marathon event because for 26 days before Black Friday, we'd like you to think about shopping local. We'd like you to think about shopping in Jamestown. We'd like to think about ways that we can support our own communities, because if we can't support Jamestown and its shopping opportunities, we can't expect other people to do that for us. So with that, we've created some incentives and a prize ticket, and this will all be kicking off at the Christmas Boutique and Craft Show November 3rd at the Civic Center. And between that show on November 3rd and Black Friday, the 26.2 days, we're asking you to go to 10 businesses in the 10 different what we call categories. And we've got brochures and information about this that you can pick up at any local business. And again, like I said, we'll be launching at this Christmas Boutique and Craft Show on November 3rd. But by visiting 10 of those businesses, you'll enter your name into a drawing. And of course, what would it be without a prize, right? So what we've been able to do is the chamber has been a really great supporter of this and has offered up a grand prize of $500 and of chamber bucks. And, I mean, not bad. Not too shabby.
No, that's pretty good.
And, of course, that drawing will happen, you know, just after Black Friday, well in time for more holiday shopping. So, and then many, too many to sort of reference businesses have provided weekly prizes. So every week, you know, if you get it done early, you get a better chance. And everybody is eligible for that grand prize. Again, you know, this is, we think, a lot of our community, this group of people, it's all volunteer-driven. Mm. There is no major sponsor behind this to sort of connect it to an incentive or a motivator. The motivator is, let's think about Jamestown. Let's think about supporting this community and supporting its local retail businesses.
Right. Searle, one question for you on this. It says visit these businesses or visit 10 of the 12 below. This is just visiting. It's not, you don't have to go in there. You're not obligated to buy anything.
You nailed it, Warren. It's a great observation. You know, we want to create awareness. We don't want to force people to do something that doesn't fit their lifestyle or practices. And so in visiting, what you need to do is if you look at the front of the marathon brochure, there's a holiday ornament. Every business that's participating in this will have a holiday ornament in their business. And all you need to do is find that ornament. And for some, it'll be real simple. It'll be right by the register. A few, I think, have taken it upon themselves to maybe be a little more sneaky about it, so you have to interact with their sales associates. But the point is, on that bulb will be a name. And that name will be, we'll ask it. That's how we know you visited, by putting that ornament name in that category. And if we had a good visual here, we could show you the brochure all that stuff. But
so now, the brochure is kind of the main thing about this. These two brochures showing all of these places that they can go to find these ornaments. But where can they pick up these brochures or to get more information about this?
These brochures will be at all the participating businesses. Okay. And like I said, they will also be at the Civic, Coburn's, the tourism office, and at the mall office, the Jamestown Mall office. So the Buffalo Mall office.
Buffalo Mall.
Still trying to get all that down. Yeah, and you know, again, as you mentioned, the brochures. You know, they are really a collaboration of a lot of great people and a lot of great work. And the idea of these brochures is to provide you the opportunity to know what businesses in this community exist. And then the way to the marathon prize ticket to win the prizes.
All right, and this kicks off the 3rd of November at the craft show.
Yeah, the holiday craft show. Have you been to that one?
I have not been to that. I've been here for 4 years, and
I'm
usually gone during the holidays.
Of course.
School and stuff. But Searle, is there any contact information that if they had any questions for you or anything, where can they get a hold of you at?
Always, you can contact the tourism office. In this particular instance, I'll make it simple. And anybody who wants more information or has any questions about this, just give us a call at the Buffalo City Tourism Foundation office, and that's 251-9145.
All right, perfect. Searle, thank you so much for coming onto the show. It sounds like everything's rearing and ready to go for this.
Great. Thanks so much, Warren.